Hello. Modern phonocardiography has resulted in improved standards of auscultation, and it is now possible for the trained clinician to hear and appreciate the soniferous effect of various emotional states upon the circulatory system with a renewed degree of accuracy. It is the purpose of this tape to describe and illustrate the majority of sounds and murmurs which may be heard in both normal and pathological dispositions. The important effect of respiration on the intensity or position of right-sided events has made the recording of breath and other spurious sounds unavoidable in some instances. The listener is therefore advised to ignore these sounds as far as possible. Concentrate on the feature demonstrated, and for the moment, ignore other abnormalities. Sometimes it helps to close one's eyes. Here is an example of moderate pulmonary stenosis in the case of a 25-year-old woman exhibiting wallowing desolation. Concentrate to hear the characteristic systolic murmurs, which, in this case, are the result of secondary qualms. The next recording illustrates chronic tricuspid incompetence in a 57-year-old male patient in a state of brooding wretchedness. Despair and misery cannot be heard on this recording, but were present clinically in significant degrees. Here is an example of tricuspid stenosis in a 27-year-old woman with grade 4 nostalgia. The listener should be aware of the well-defined systolic clicks which are the product of lugubrious tedium. The next recording is of a 32-year-old male patient exhibiting the early diastolic sound of constriction due to severe winsomeness with a marked degree of cheap sentimentality. Here is an example of mild presystolic murmurs in the case of an 11-year-old girl experiencing transports of delight. Listen now to a 44-year-old man exhibiting severe mitral incompetence due to a prolonged episode of extreme remorse, with a significant degree of mild regret. This recording has been slowed down by a factor of 2 so that the listener may appreciate the auditory presence of secondary murmurs. Next is an example of a prolonged tricuspid component of the first heart sound in the interval between inspiration and expiration in the case of a 24-year-old woman within the group of passion. Here is an example of adherent pericarditis. Listen for the markedly delayed apical retractions due to severe recalcitrance. The patient is a 56-year-old man. Listen here for the characteristic systolic clicks in this example of a 35-year-old male patient exhibiting moderate anxiety and mild impatience. Listen now to the sound of aortic incompetence in a 23-year-old man exhibiting gushing cordiality with moderate bonhomme. Subsequent analysis revealed cockles of moderate temperature. In conclusion, it must be emphasized that we have been compelled to deal only briefly with the sonorous aspects of the circulatory organ. We must stress again that this tape is not intended for the trained cardiologist, but for those members of the medical profession and other interested individuals who may be less familiar with auscultatory signification and modern cardiographic concepts.